Fireworks explosions after midnight on Wednesday, January 1st, killed three people and injured more than two dozen others in Honolulu. The incident is raising questions about the risks fireworks pose, particularly in Hawaii. No one should have to endure such pain due to reckless and illegal activity, Honolulu Mayor Rick Blengiardi said. This incident is a painful reminder of the danger posed by illegal fireworks. An errant firework set off what Honolulu's police chief described as thousands of dollars worth of illegal fireworks. The explosion occurred in a carport of a house in the Honolulu neighborhood of Aliamanu. It's taking the lives of young people, Hawaii Governor Josh Green said. I think that there is very likely going to be one or two children under age 10 that will either be forever disfigured or dead. Hawaii State Senator Glenn Wakai represents the area where the blast occurred. He told KCHON TV that although illegal fireworks have a tradition in Hawaii, laws need to change. When I was growing up, it was a tradition to pop the red firecrackers and hear some sounds, Wakai told KCHON. I never thought it was a tradition to go shoot something into the sky and illuminate the entire neighborhood. I think if there's consequences for bad behavior, you're going to see a diminishing of interest in fireworks, Wakai added. This firework incident comes nearly 2 years after the Maui wildfires. The state is still helping the community of Lahaina recover from wildfires that killed at least 102 people, which may have started from a downed power line.